Welcome back, y'all. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to Monday's edition of In Case You Missed It with my little buddy and your friend, Dom Salvia. He's on after the Maggie Dawn show every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. But I'm always so glad to have him here with me and each and every one of you on Mondays at 3:30. Thanks so much, Dom. I'm glad I got to blow your mind.
I usually am up on it. I know the topics generally, you know, do a lot of reading throughout the weekend and the day. I had not heard that dude, and you kind of, I did miss it, and he did blow my mind.
You're welcome.
I'm not surprised, but I mean, do they not get out much? Is there not much social interaction with these folks? If the places I go, and the people I talk to and things I do and see, that kind of talk would be very much frowned upon.
I want to get to the rally sound, and we're going to go through a bunch of it kind of like rapid fire because it's almost like it builds on its shockingness. Here's my question. Have these men, are they so ill-confident? Are they so afraid? Have they never... are there not enough amazing, awesome, strong women around? Like, what happened, dude? Like, what, you know, when I think of love and like what you would want in a partner, a long-term partnership, I want someone that stands with me on equal footing, right? That I have an equal amount of respect, you know, that this is a respectful, reciprocal relationship. Like, dude.
I mean, that sounds great, Maggie, but God told me not to. So shush. but thank you for your opinion.
Right. folks, if you want to name the rally, give us a call or text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Bill from Green Bay sharing a very interesting video with us. We're going to put it in the show notes. It's called the Bad Faith Documentary. Thanks, Bill from Green Bay. Michaela from West Bend saying that rally last night was the Klan Clown Convention. All with K's. Bravo, Michaela. You're winning so
well
far.
Done.
Kurt from Madison pointing out religion is the problem, not the solution. Listen, I'm not going to go so far as to say that. And Dom, I respect your atheism. We've talked about faith on this show a lot. I hate, frankly, the terrible rap that men and women of good faith that are Christians and evangelicals are getting from this kind of stuff.
And they need to stand up to it then.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like Billy Graham's granddaughter last week saying, this is an abomination. Yeah. My grandfather would be sickened by this. USSR recruitment rally from the 715. Ham from Appleton pointing out that Elon's hat... Last night, he's declared himself like Dark Brandon, Dark MAGA. He used the same font that the Nazis used to put out all their propaganda papers. Like, that's what Make America Great Again was written in. I did see that myself, Ham.
Oh, come on.
It looks like the Nazi font. Like, I didn't know there was a Nazi font. Elon did, and he used it for his MAGA hat. Go figure. Okay, let's take some sound. This is probably the most infamous soundbite from yesterday, so we'll start here, but I don't think it's actually the worst. This is deeply offensive, and they're freaked out about it because it may turn off Latino and Puerto Rican voters. But let's take a listen. This was a comedian opening up for Donald Trump last night at MSG.
A lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Oh, charming.
Okay, all right. Okay, we're getting there. Again, normally I don't follow the national anthem, everybody. A lot going on.
Maybe you shouldn't tell the joke. Same comedian, he also said this.
I welcome migrants to the United States of America with open arms. And by open arms, I mean like this.
And he's gesturing like, don't come.
It's wild. And these Latinos, they love making babies, too. Just know that.
Oh, jeez.
They do. They do.
Gets worse.
There's no pulling out. They don't do that. They come inside, just like they did to our country.
I mean, what?
Wow, he's even crashing and burning at the Nazi rally.
Yeah. These people were vetted. Guaranteed somebody read his bits and went, yep, go ahead, bro. You're good to go. Next up, this is some crazy dude. I couldn't even figure out who this is, but confirmed he is indeed was on the stage. Let's take a listen to this.
In fact, she is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist.
Talking about Kamala. Yep, totally. This is all very normal, very above board. How about this one? This is a Jewish guy speaking at the rally yesterday. This is Cut 22.
Listen to me from Jerusalem. They really do this. Like all of you, listen to me, all of you. I get back and they go, Sid, you want to speak at this MSG thing? I go, sure. Out of character for me to speak at a Nazi rally. I was just in Israel, but I took the gig.
Nazis as punchlines. Okay.
But acknowledging the fact that there was an actual Nazi rally at MSG in the 30s in this country.
1939.
Which is stunning to me, but at least those on stage are giving it a little reference.
And then we got to listen to Dr. Phil. We're just going to skip to Cut 24 because it's weird.
By the way, we didn't choose the name for that by random. Merit Street Media. This country was built on hard work, added value, and talent, not on equal outcome, not on DEI.
Shut.
This country was built on hard work
and slavery.
Oh, yeah.
And enslaving human beings and forcibly. Shut up, Dr. Phil.
Those slaves did work hard, though.
You're not. I mean, he's not even a real doctor.
We
got to leave it there. I got so much
There's
sound.
There's so much more.
Thank you to the Maggie Dawn Show production team. We got Chris. We got Luke. It was a village today. Calvin, everybody helping out. Zommers in Madison. Folks, you got Dom Salvia with the Dom Salvia Show up next. Never a boring moment. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're going to leave it there. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.